This story doesn't seem to go away, does it? This Vitality Air one, a company that's bottling air, supposedly in Banff and Lake Louise, and then selling it to international markets, and have been actually doing quite well at around $30-ish a bottle. They sent about 4,000 bottles to China, according to the article in the Outlook. They've almost sold out that entire supply. There's a demand for the stuff we breathe in every day and don't even think about.
Well, it doesn't surprise me there's a demand for clean air in China.
Yeah, that's true.
However, I don't think the solution is bottling air in Banff and shipping it there. That actually, I think, is contributing overall to the carbon footprint.
You have a good point there, yeah.
But I think the reason this story has so many legs is because everyone thinks it's a joke. And then when they find out, no, actually there is a company making money off this, it's like, oh.
And because they're a company making money off this, you need a license to operate that sort of thing. And apparently, at this point in time, they don't have one to operate in Banff.
Well, you do need a Parks Canada license, and not only that, and I think that Parks Canada should really jump on this, you cannot take anything out of the park.
And that includes air.
I think we could make the argument, you know, you can't take antlers or trees or plants or rocks or artifacts or animals.
But then, I mean, we get into a gray area there. Does that mean that we have to exhale before we cross the park boundary?
I already do that just out of pure wanting to make sure I'm meeting the needs of the National Park Act. As I cross the East Gates, it's like,